Oh, hi, y'all. Welcome to Nikki's World, where my podcast show will give you viewpoints and insight that others will not give. I'll talk about, like, what's current, what's on the news, what is out there, and I will always cite sources, and I always cite facts and news links so y'all know what I'm actually talking about. I give you my viewpoints and opinions, and if you want to hear what I have to say, what's on my mind and all that, I let y'all into my world and let y'all hear and listen to what I'm thinking and what's going through my mind. So if you love stuff like that, tune into Nikki's World twice a week, where you'll get 2-3 podcast episodes a week on what I talk about and what's on my mind. So thanks for listening, and let's get on with the show, ladies and gentlemen. What's up, y'all? Let's do this. Guys, welcome to Nikki's World. I'm Nikki, your host, and today, guys, we gotta talk about the Iran-Israeli conflict again. And looks like we're gonna be slow walked into World War III while Brandon is taking another damn vacation. So we gotta talk about that and so much more. But before we go any further, guys, if you guys love Nikki's World so much, seriously, y'all, seriously, can y'all please consider donating a cup of coffee for me? Because for the price of a cup of coffee at Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, and Cumberland Farms, guys, you guys help keep this podcast show alive. You guys help me curate more stories, more topics like this to talk about. I do accept Bitcoin donations. I am on Locals, guys. If you guys want to support and sponsor Nikki's World, if you guys love Nikki's World so much, please hit that like, subscribe, please give me a review. Good, bad, and the ugly. Also, guys, I do have a bunch of affiliate links, including Minds.com, which is the alternative social media platform for Facebook. I also have 2 referral links from Burner.com and a diaper referral link from North Shore Medical Supply. And before we get the show on the road, guys, if you guys love this episode and any of my other episodes on Nikki's World, seriously, y'all, can y'all please consider sharing this across all the social media platforms that are out there today? Woo-wee, wow, that was a mouthful, ladies and gentlemen. That is a mouthful. And yes, I'm in my North Shore Mega Max diaper with just my t-shirt, and I'm podcasting to y'all. So it's just another day for me, and it's been a whirlwind of a day since my last podcast show. So we gotta talk about what's been going on in the Middle East. Yesterday Iran launching like barrage of ballistic missile and drone strikes at Israel. I'm like this. We're being slow walked into World War III here, ladies and gentlemen. We are being slowly walked into World War III because of the fact that we have an incompetent pino president in name only who is bending his ass backwards to our enemies, and this country is falling apart and so divided that our enemies, Iran, China, Venezuela, Russia, they smell weakness. And the fact that they smell weakness in us is that they're taking advantage of that because they know that the left is destroying this country, okay? The left is literally destroying it. The fact that Iran literally launched long-range drones and missiles at Israel, I tell you this, man. I tell you this. Iran is literally slow walking us into another war. They literally are, guys. They literally are. The fact is, guys, if you look at what's going on in the Middle East, Iran's proxies, Hezbollah and Hamas, they're attacking Israel. And guess who's paying for all that? Iran. Iran's like a theocratic like a government. They're only in it for themselves. But the minute that we walk in there, it's all over for them. It is. But I'm telling you this right now. I'm telling you this. The fact that Iran had the gall to launch ballistic missiles and long-range drones at us, they know that they can't attack like Israel. Like, they can't reach Israelis' like neighborhood. Okay? They can't because they know. They know that they're going to get their ass spanked. They are. I wouldn't be surprised, ladies and gentlemen, I wouldn't be surprised if Israel launches a long-range attack on Iran in response. I wouldn't be surprised, ladies and gentlemen. I would not be surprised if they did that. Because I will tell you right now. I will tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen. If Israel decides to launch a strike into Iran, that's a sure sign, ladies and gentlemen, that we're walking into World War III. That's why I often say like this: we need Trump back for one reason, world peace. And I don't give a shit about his mean tweets. Okay, he can say all the meanest tweets all he wants, but I don't give a shit because we had world peace. We had the best economy going, okay? And I was able to take home more money from work. I'd rather have Trump, like, bring world peace back into the planet. I'd rather have Trump, like, basically tell all our enemies, you attack Israel, we'll come down on you so hard that you won't like it in the end. Yeah. So that's why I'd rather have Trump back. And I'd rather have Trump back in the White House. But the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, Israel's on edge right now. Because they're going to be fighting a multi-front war with Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran. Egypt, on the other hand, Egypt and Jordan is probably going like this. I want none of this. Y'all, they're gonna tell Hezbollah and Hamas and go like this. I want none of this. Y'all get the fuck out of my neighborhood. That's how Egypt and Jordan are gonna say. Lebanon, I know they're going to try to tell Hezbollah to get out of their neighborhood, but because the problem is with Lebanon is that Lebanon is too, like, handcuffed to Hezbollah. If I were Trump, I would make a deal with Lebanon. I'd say this. If you kick Hezbollah out of Lebanon, we'll protect you. We'll aid you. We'll protect you. We'll get Israel to help protect y'all. It's that simple. Yeah. But the only thing I want to say like this, guys, the only thing I want to say like this, I do have friends in Israel, and they're on edge right now. They're not able to sleep at night because of the fact that Iran wants to attack Israel. But I'm telling you this, man. I'm telling you this. Iran is playing with fire. Because we know we can hit them like we did in the 1980s under Ronald Reagan. And when Ronald Reagan was president, he spanked Iran so badly that the Iranians would never, ever dare mess with us. Because they know if we send a B-52 to their neighborhood, it's all over. They're going to be like, oh, shit. Yeah. But the fact of the matter is like this, guys. The fact is that Israel has a right to defend themselves, no matter what the leftist thinks. You got to remember, the left, the liberals, they hate Israel. They hate Jewish people because Jewish people have to defend themselves after eons and centuries of atrocities. They have a right to defend themselves. And I applaud them. I go like this. Yeah. You got a right to defend yourself. You got a right to stand up. Yeah. And then the funny thing is, you have leftists who are siding with Hamas and Iran. It just goes to show. That's your communist right there in a nutshell. They rather side with the enemy instead of with people we're trying to protect. Yeah, it's that simple, guys. It's that simple. They're siding with our enemies. And it's scary, to say the least, guys. It pretty much is very scary. The fact of the matter is, guys, the fact is, I'm going to say this right now, guys. We live in a crazy neighborhood with enemies that want to take out the United States. And I wouldn't be surprised. Some of these people who are supporting Hamas and Iran are being paid off by them. Wouldn't be surprised. If that's the case, they all should be arrested for RICO statute crimes, and they all should have to be registered as a foreign agent. It's that simple. It is. It really is. But the fact that Israel had to basically defend themselves, and then you got Jordan and Iran saying, no, we're not allowing you to have drones and ballistic missiles flying over our neighborhood, so you know what? We're shooting them down. It wouldn't surprise me, guys. It wouldn't surprise me. The fact that Israel is going after Hamas, which is a proxy for Iran, goes to show Iran is like funding all these wars. Same thing in Yemen with the Houthis. They're being funded by Iran. Iran is basically going to war with the West, but they're not doing it directly because they know if they did it directly, they get their ass handed on a fucking silver plate. But instead, they're paying their proxies. It's like them being a bank for terrorist organizations. They're like the Swiss bank for Hamas and the Houthis. Basically saying that, okay, we'll pay you do this and this and this for us. It's that simple. Yeah, it's really that simple. But I tell you this, guys. I look at it like this. The reason why Brandon is taking a slow a long vacation is because he knows he wants to leave the whole world in a mess. And then all of a sudden accuse Trump of, oh, look, Trump created the mess. And then his leftist liberal lunatics go along with it and say, oh, look, Trump created the mess. Oh, look, Trump created this. Oh, Trump created this. But then look behind him. He's the one that created the actual mess that we're in. And look at what we have to deal with. Yeah. The fact is, guys, the left is doing this on purpose because they're trying to gall people by saying, oh, look, Trump created this mess. Oh, look, Trump created this whole mess. Look at the mess that we're in. Oh, look, Trump allowed Russia to invade Ukraine. Oh, look, Trump allowed Iran to attack Israel. No, you dumb motherfucking assholes. You allowed it, okay? You allowed it. This is their like Darvo tactics, okay? This is their Davo tactics. You know, this is one of them. If you know what Davo is, guys, once you know it, you can never unsee it again. Because once you know what Davo is and how they use that against you, you can never, ever fucking unsee it again. And I'm telling you this, guys. I'm telling you this. Iran keeps launching drone strikes and ballistic missile strikes into the West and Israel. Iran is literally playing with fire and begging for regional conflict. They're begging. And the fact that they are begging for it just goes to show that they're not gonna last long as a nation. They're probably gonna get spanked. And I'm gonna say this geopolitically: you know who hates Iran more than Israel? Saudi Arabia, because Saudi Arabia hates Iran more than Israel. So they're gonna be like this. Get this mess cleaned up. I don't want this in my backyard. Yeah, it's literally that simple. It is, guys. It literally is that simple. But as of right now, guys, Israel's under like high alert because you got Hamas attacking Israel. They're fighting them in Gaza. You got Hezbollah in southern Lebanon trying to attack Israel. They're going after them while protecting the Lebanese people. You got Iran launching drone and ballistic missile strikes. That's not cool. This is why I say like this. Israel should have at least what? A ballistic missile, like, basically, like an air warfare destroyer. Basically, it's like this. They should have like an air warfare destroyer that basically could protect their country from the sea. They should. Because here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing. If Israel had like an Arleigh Burke destroyer with anti-ballistic missile capability, they would literally be able to spank like Iran in one swoop. They would literally. And if they had Tomahawk capability, shit, they'd be able to send a message to Iran, don't fucking do this or we'll fucking do this to you. Yeah, it's that simple. It literally is that simple. It is, man. But I look at it like this, guys. Israel lives in one of the toughest neighborhoods in the world, and they have to deal with bullies everywhere. And like society, we all have bullies, but we all have to deal with them. But sooner or later, push comes to shove, they're gonna put that bully in a hospital one way or the other. And when that happens, everybody's gonna say, "Oh, why did you antagonize it? Well, why don't you tell the bully to shut the fuck up and lock his ass up?" It's that simple. Yeah. It's really that simple. Okay, so anyway, I wanna talk about this, okay? I wanna talk about this. A couple of days ago, all right, this came up on WTIC AM 1080 and on my Facebook feed, where yesterday some pride group was having like a drag queen story hour for kids. To me, it's wrong. Why would you want to read? Why would you want a grown ass man shaking his ass, pretending that he's a woman, reading to a 3 and 8 year old? To me, that's child abuse. And mind you, they had this event yesterday, so I'm talking about it because I didn't get time to talk about it this week because I was so tied up in work and in grad school. But the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, that reading, it's like showing your kid sexual material or even drag shows, that's illegal. That's criminal, ladies and gentlemen. That shit will land your ass in prison and on the state sex offender registry for the rest of your fucking natural life. But to the left, to the TQ plus pedo cult, they think it's okay, it's normal, it's acceptable, it's part of the diversity, equality, and inclusion bullshit. The fact is, these people want to sexualize your kid. These people want to pervert your kid. These people want your kid bad. These kids want to sexualize your kid. These people want to show sexual material that if a normal person did that, they'd be sitting in a prison cell right now. And they'd be like looking at, what, a 10, 15 year prison sentence followed by being on a sex offender registry for the rest of their fucking natural life. I'm telling you right now, this shit, ladies and gentlemen, this shit, you know, I'm telling you right now, this shit right now is why people are standing up. People are saying, no, we don't want this on our kids. We don't want you to sexualize our kids. We don't want you to show sexual material to kids. But you know what? The left is doing this even in schools, okay? For example, you got teachers who are putting what? LGBTQ, or let me take that back. TQ plus P, pedo material in the classroom. And then you got teachers who have questionable background that make me wonder, why does the left want me to why does the left want me to go through so much background check just to get an AR-15 or a handgun, but they're not going to do the same thing to teachers teaching their kids as well? If you look at that analogy, that's all it needs to be said about that. Because these people just want to like sexualize your kid. And to me, ladies and gentlemen, I believe drag should be criminalized. I also believe any parent who brings a kid to a drag show should be arrested, prosecuted, thrown in prison, be put on a sex offender registry, and then have your kids taken away from you and the state revoking your parental rights to ever having a kid. It's that simple. The only time I'm okay with you going to a drag show is if you're at the age of enlisting in the military, which in the United States of America, it's 17 years old with a parental permission. If you can enlist in the military at 17 with your parents okay, I'm okay with you. Okay? I'm okay with you going to a drag show. But anyone under the age of military enlistment, hell no. I would make it illegal. I would criminalize it. And then in fact, I would put every parent who brings a kid on to a drag show, or even that matter, to a pride event, arrested, prosecuted, thrown in prison, put on a state sex offender registry, and they should not be allowed to have kids. And their parental rights would be revoked on the spot. The reason why for that, guys, if you have seen a lot of articles, and I'm not going to go through a lot of them, y'all can Google them and look them up online. A lot of these so-called drag performers are basically convicted sex offenders. Okay? These are people who have convictions of like sexual crimes, who are using the TQ plus pedo group as a front to be able to do more of their shit. Yeah. It's that simple, guys. It's that simple. That's why I see this and I go like this. This is dead wrong. This is literally, literally dead wrong. This is so wrong in sexualizing kids. Okay? This is the same analogy, guys. And I'm gonna say this. I'm an intersex DSD person. Is that as an intersex DSD person, I fight to make sure kids are kids. Kids do not need to be put on like hormones, unless if it's medically necessary, unless a doctor has a legit reason, and basically because of their condition, yes. They shouldn't have SRS, name changes, and all this bullshit. They shouldn't. Okay? They shouldn't. The kids need to be kids, but the left basically wants to pervert and destroy kids. Because how else do you destroy the nuclear family? You pervert and destroy the kids. Once the left does that, then it's basically another step further into destroying the nuclear family. Because you got to remember, the left hates the nuclear family. Yeah, they do. They hate the nuclear family. They hate the fact that like families exist. That there's a mom, a dad. They hate that. They think the community should be your mommy and daddy. They think a man can be a woman, and they think a man can get pregnant. That's all you need to know about the left, ladies and gentlemen. That's all you ever need to know about the lunatic, mentally ill left. That's all you need to know. Because the fact of the matter is, guys, these people are fucking nuts. These people are fucking mentally insane. Okay? This is why I would criminalize drag. And mind you, this group that did this event yesterday, they did this in a state community college that is taxpayer owned and taxpayer funded. That should scare you guys the least, guys. That should literally do, man. That they use your tax dollars to show sexual material and sexual perversion in front of kids. That's all you need to know, guys. Because I'm telling you guys like this, that is so wrong. That is so wrong on so many levels. That is, guys. The fact that they want to do this to your kids. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, man. I'm not a huge fan of what they're doing. And I believe like this. Anybody who brings a kid to a pride event or to a drag show should be arrested immediately. You know, they should be arrested, prosecuted, thrown in prison, and then be put on a sex offender registry for the rest of their life. It's that simple, man. It's that simple. Kids need to be kids. And the left thinks that showing sexual material to kids is okay. No, it isn't. And it's never okay. And it should never, ever be okay. It should never. All right? So anyway, I want to talk about this a little bit before we go for the day. Okay? I really want to talk about this. One thing I want to say about social media that I hate so much is that I hate the fact that the algorithms on Facebook and Instagram are so biased, are so exclusionary. There are, basically, it's like this. Facebook and Instagram's algorithms is racist, sexist, and exclusionary. They really are. The fact that, like, for example, I do shibari. I do boudoir modeling. I do, like, modeling in general. If I post pictures of my shibari work, my boudoir modeling work, my modeling work, I don't get the same reach as everyone else. Unless, of course, you're a biological woman, a leftist, a liberal, or a Democrat, you get a greater reach, okay? But because I'm a libertarian, I lean conservative, my reach is not the same as theirs. To me, it is discriminatory. If I were a legislator, I would do a couple of things to social media companies. One, I would regulate them like a public utility. Two, they cannot block, ban, or suspend anyone from our state. Okay? They would have to go through a public utility commission to get their permission to do it. And if they don't, they would be fined severely. Yeah, I would do that. Two, I would regulate them like a public utility, like the phone company, like the cable and internet companies. I would regulate them. Yeah, I would make social media companies face the same regulations as the telephone company. And if they don't like that, they can fucking get out of the state. It's that simple. And then finally, I would empower the Attorney General to go after social media companies who discriminate and then make them comply with state anti-discrimination laws by saying you cannot discriminate these people based on who they are, what they are, what they believe, and what they espouse. You do that, we will go after you with everything we got, tooth and nail. I would do that, okay? Because here's the thing. On Facebook, if I post my modeling, my shibari and boudoir photo shoots, I don't get a like. I don't get a comment. I don't get, like, reactions. I don't. Same thing on Instagram. Whenever I post a photo shoot or take a picture of something, I don't get a like. I don't get a comment. I don't get reactions from any of them. I don't. My reach is not greater than everyone else. Okay? As an intersex person, if I post a modeling and boudoir and shibari photo shoots, I don't get that same amount of likes, comments that if a biological woman did what I do, they would get shit tons. Whereas me, I'm like, right here, I get very little. While I'm looking up and seeing biological women getting all this, while I'm here getting all that. To me, to me, in my mind, that is not only transphobia, but also intersex phobia. That is also racist and discriminatory. That I don't get treated equally on social media. This is why I often say like this, guys, that social media is really bias. Social media is really like racist, okay? Social media has biases that if it was ever to be made into society, social media would not be allowed to exist. But on the internet and social media, there is biases that are so well known that it dawns upon me that it makes me like wonder, like, what the fuck, man? Yeah, it does, guys. It really does. But the fact of the matter is, guys, the fact of the matter is like this. I don't get the same likes and comments that a biological woman gets whenever they do the same thing that I'm doing. But if I was a biological woman, I would get like basically in the thousands of likes, comments, and all that. I would. But because I'm an intersex person, physically not a man, physically not a woman, I hardly get any. And it just goes to show that social media is biased. Social media is discriminatory. And to me, social media is really transphobic, intersexphobic, racist, and discriminatory. Right there. Yeah. That's why it's like this, guys. That's why I tell people like this. Even though I do show all my photo shoots on Facebook and Instagram, and I don't get a whole lot, I still show it on my alternative social media platforms, and I don't get as much as well either. So to me, I'm anti-social media because social media doesn't treat me like an equal person. Social media does not treat everyone equally and does not like give the same amount of likes, comments, okay? This is why my ideal social media is where people who get more likes than everyone would not get seen a lot. They would get moved aside or they would get suppressed. Whereas people who don't get a whole lot of likes and comments would get elevated so they can help them get what they didn't get. It's that simple. Because I look at it this way. Likes and comments are like clicks that make you feel excluded. That's why all my pictures, all my photo shoots, I hardly get likes, comments, and reactions. Makes me feel like I'm excluded. Makes me feel like I'm not a person. Makes me feel like I'm not man enough or woman enough because of my intersex status and because of my intersex condition. It really does. Yeah, it really does. And it hurts. And it hurts that I have to go through this bullshit every time on social media to like even promote myself just to get likes, comments, and even like to promote myself. But it is what it is. It is what it is. I'm not gonna be able to change all that. I'm just one small little fish on this planet, in this Milky Way galaxy, you know. I'm just this one small little insignificant person. But the way I see social media is that it is very biased and very exclusionary, and it's why I'm not a huge fan of social media. Okay, I'm not a huge fan of it because I never feel included. Okay, I never get to have the same amount of likes and comments that everyone else has. Okay, I never get those because if I was a biological woman who had a biological woman's body, I would get the same amount of likes and comments on social media. I would. But because I'm an intersex person born with an intersex condition and not fully male and not fully female, I get shit. I get nothing. I get little, nada, zilch. I get nothing. Okay? I get nothing at all. All right. So anyway, guys, I'm sorry if you hear my like autistic niece in the background. I do apologize for that. Okay, guys. So I do apologize if you hear that in the background. Okay. So my apologies to all that. So anyway, I got to get going because I got to do a diaper check and possibly a diaper change before I go to work. So yeah, those are the breaks for being in diapers all the time. So those are the things I'm used to, right? But I will talk about that someday on a podcast show if I have the guts to do it. So that would probably be a future topic, okay? That would. But anyway, I thank you guys for listening to Nikki's World. I'm Nikki, your host. I will see y'all soon. Bye for now. You just listened to an episode of Nikki's World. Thanks for listening. We'll see y'all soon. Bye for now.